Welcome to howtotruckdriver101.com. Yes, it is I, Big Ken, the man who has talked about his 5-year career in truck driving. Okay, guys, what's up? It's Big Ken from the lovely howtotruckdriver101.com. howtotruckdriver101.com. You can go to the blog at howtotruckdriver101.com and find out all the information. Twitter, we're on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube. There's a store I'm still setting up. Everything, guys. So, it is 2011. Figure I'd swing it off with a nice new podcast and basically get down to business here. So this podcast is about responding to a couple of questions. First, a lot of people have asked me about, is Warner a good company? Well, basically I could put it to you this way. All companies have the potential to be good, and all companies have the potential to be bad. It's never really about the company. It's all about the freight within your area. I've talked about it before, but I recover it here. Basically, in your area, if they have a lot of freight, you're going to run a lot. If they don't have a lot of freight, you're not going to run a lot. It doesn't really matter if you're with Swift, Warner, CR England, anybody. It's all about the freight. Now, you can drive around, go to truck stops, see how many trucks you see in your area. And the more trucks you're going to see in your area means usually they have a lot of freight. Talk to the drivers in that truck stop and start asking them, you know, how much are they running? Because if they're in your area and they're running a lot, that means there's a lot of freight within your area. That's the way this game is played. There's no company, there's no GM or Ford of trucking. There's, you know, those days are long gone and will never come back. You got to be on the move. You got to be ready to leave a company if the freight goes away. And you got to be able to find out who's the next company that's getting the freight from that area. That's just the real deal, man. You can't, there's no magic bullet. So just because I talk about being at Warner Enterprises does not mean I'm endorsing Warner or I'm telling you that Warner is the greatest place on earth. It's not. The greatest place on earth is wherever they have the freight. And that's pretty much where, you know, wherever the grass is growing, that's where the cow must go to get the grass. All right, if that means up on a hill, it's time to start climbing. So if the grass is at Swift, Covenant, whoever, that's where you go. The key thing is to start realizing that you need to pay attention to the trucks within your area. That's going to get you your freight. So, no, there is no magic bullet. I cannot tell you that a company is better than another one. Believe me, you can go to one company and every driver will complain, and then you find a guy who's on a good account making $1,000 a week. Guarantee you that guy isn't complaining as much. Believe me. I've talked to guys at my company who will complain all day long unless you walk up to a guy who's working at Walmart. Walmart or the Walmart dedicators, they'll sit there and tell you, man, this is the greatest job in the world. Oh, man, I've never had so much fun in my life. Yeah, you know why? Because they're making money. They're moving freight. Again, Walmart is the type of account where, you know, this is Walmart. I mean, it's constantly freight going in and out. So, got to think of that. You got to think in those terms, guys. You really got to be focused on mastering your area, knowing where the truck stops are in your area. You know, find that major highway, that major interstate. Go on Google Maps and check out and see, you know, what's going on in your area. That is extremely important. Well, and that is all I'm going to say about that, guys. There are other podcasts that I've talked about that. Last podcast was about slip seating, if you want to check that out. And, you know, I just wanted to let you guys know that, you know, I had a lot of questions also. Big Ken, are you still at Warner? No, I am not at Warner anymore. Nope, I was at Warner for 5 years and I decided to leave there because the freight kind of left my area. So, because originally when I went there, I was on General Mills Dedicated. Now, when I went there, I was making money. Then I was on Over the Road for a while, for almost 2 years. Things just never seemed to open up. So I decided to leave there. I'm going to a new orientation with a new company, and I'll let you guys know how that goes. And I'll probably be with that company for a little bit until I open up a local job for myself or find me a local job. And then I'll probably be doing local. But I'll still be doing the show and talking about what's going on out there on the freight and give you some local perspective as well. But right now, that's the goal I'm going in. Right now, I'm going to an over-the-road carrier, so I'll be back on the road. But the carrier I'm going with has a terminal within my town, so that means they already have more freight within my area. So, like I've said before, again, I just have to find a niche again, you know. And again, part of that is you also have to understand I've been off for a while because I had a death in my family, so you know, which is you know, sadly to say, you know, that's the sad thing. But I was home, which was a good thing. So I've been home a long, long, long time. So basically, I've been just trying to stay busy here, and you know, just yeah, it's just one of those things. When you have a death in your family, you don't want to leave your people back out, because basically I couldn't find anything local that would be immediately hiring. So I figured I might as well hit the road for a while, 2 or 3 months, you know. And definitely after that, I'm going back to just looking for a local job again. I've been on the road for about I've been over the road pretty much for 5 years. Not dedicated for the last two, so basically just been all over the country. So I've pretty much been everywhere and every seen everything. So I'm ready to really kind of slow it down a bit and come on down home and give me a nice local job and take some relax, you know. And just relax, you know. It'll be a little less money probably, but I'm just to that point in my career right now where it's been 5 years. I'm coming up on, you know, in the next 5 years, maybe I'll do local for a while, and if the road can, you know, if I get bored or I decide to go back, I will. But that's where I'm at right now, guys. So I do not work for Warner currently. As far as Warner as a company, I've done reviews and I've talked about some of the stuff that irritates me. And you know, I try to explain to guys, you know, exactly what POs me, but in the end, guys, it just doesn't matter. You know, it's all about the freight. It's all about the freight. I mean, if you can get out there and you can get some of that, you know, Budweiser freight, you can get some of that Walmart freight, you can get some of that Kraft freight, you can get some of that anybody who's popular, General Mills freight, you know, that stuff is going to make you money. And so pay attention to the freight. Don't pay attention to the company. And as far as something else I want to talk about too, the recruiters. Everyone keeps telling me about recruiters. They're telling me that over the road, you know, there's an opportunity to do thousands and thousands of miles. Freight doesn't come up that way. Doesn't work that way. You don't just because you're over the road doesn't mean that they're automatically going to give you a load going from New York to California, right? It just doesn't work that way. It's based on runs, and there's consistent freight moving from one point to another every single day. The other part is I'm gonna say this again to all the guys out there talking about, you know, it's pretty tough or it's they making me sit a lot. Guys, you gotta remember two things. The slow time, January and February. The other one is that you have to remember, truly, truly, truly have to remember that most companies are set up to train. Let me repeat that. Train. If you're not going to train, you need to do maybe, you know, if you're not making money, you're not on a good dedicated or in a good position, then you need to either train or move on to another company that doesn't hire trainees. Those are the best options if you're in a position where you're not making money and you're sitting a lot. But for now, at the beginning of the industry, you want to try to do at least 6 months to a year with one company. It's best you can. If you can't, you know, you got to move on. And that's something else, that's all too. Don't sit at these carriers and suffer. There's no, you know, there's if you're not making money, which is what you're in this for. I know you might love it. I know you might love, you know, going out there on the road, but you can't eat love. Well, you can eat love, but that's a different conversation. But you can't, you know, you can't live off that. So you need to be very focused and extremely focused on taking care of your family and what it's doing for you. A lot of guys will tell you, you know, don't come into the industry because you're not making that much money. You know, right now you need to get your money right. And no, I wouldn't agree with that. Trucking has always had opportunities, but again, you have to go out and seek those opportunities. You know, so That's what you got to do, guys. I mean, I could repeat it a billion times, but I always want to update everybody to what's going on. So, the other thing I guess I'll touch on it a little bit. Let's talk about things inside your truck. Because you need to start, guys, if you're out there on the road and you're driving around and you're in and out these truck stops 2 and 3 times a day and you don't have a refrigerator, that's just something you shouldn't accept, man. You're just wasting money. If you're not cooking inside your truck, you're just wasting money. You're throwing money away. I guarantee you, if you add up what you spend at the restaurant, what you spend on snacks, you could go to Costco or Sam's Club, do a quick shop, write down dry type of foods that you want, that you like, and you could have some food that, is good, healthy, and that's just, good stuff, and that, you don't have to go out and spend a ton of money every night. $20, $30 sometimes if you add in snacks in between a day, if you think about it, in snacks. I mean, it takes nothing to spend $25, $30 on snacks and a meal. Some guys will go get the buffet, but that's not necessarily good for you. I mean, if you cook your most of the food that you cook yourself that is not deeply processed is the best food for you. That's just real, man. So if you just sit there and you're out here on the road living in the Flying J, I guarantee you what you're gonna find is that you're wasting more and more and more money on making Flying J rich. Not in this game to make Flying J rich. Not the TA. I mean, this to make me rich, make me some money. So, you need to get those things. You need to get that crock pot, those things. Those are not expensive either because remember, that's an investment. If you add up, say, $400 or $500 you spent on a refrigerator, what is that compared to spending money on food every single week? Believe me, if you add it up, you bought 5 steaks for what? $10? Right. That's 5 days of food, though. I guarantee you, there's no way you eating at the buffet 5 days a week and you didn't spend $50, at least. Not to mention your snacks. If you go to Costco and you get some snacks, what is that, $10? That's again, a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, sometimes depending on how big the package is, you're talking about a month. And that's why, even Sam's Club, I mean, if you get one thing out of Sam's Club that's bulk, or one thing out of Walmart, Costco that's bulk, and it lasts a week, 2 weeks, you just got your $50 fee that you paid. You made that back easily. So, especially when you talk about things like soap powder. I mean, $17 in Costco will get you a giant thing of their generic brand of soap. Think of it, $17. And I mean, that'll last you in the truck forever. I mean, so, and then again, every time you don't go back to the store to buy more, you win. It automatically pays for the fee that you spend on that yearly fee. So, if I was you guys, I mean, that's the thing I would do as far as grocery shopping is for food and everything. I mean, if you really go in there and you look at dry goods, normally what I'll do is I'll go to like Costco when I'm home and I'll get soap powder because they got one of them for $17. Like I said, that's 180 washes. That's months and months and months and months and months for washes for $17. Then I'll get the soap powder that's 256 sheets in a package. Some of them they have for 500 last time I was there. So again, I haven't bought any in almost a year. And again, that's just more money in my pockets. But instead of going to, I think that was like, I want to say maybe $5 or $6. That's still more money because if you go to the truck stop, spend that money, it's gonna be $3 for a little 2-box sheet. That's nothing. And There you go. That's your money right out the window. And it doesn't seem like much until you start thinking about it, what you're buying it yearly, when you're buying it weekly, when you're buying it monthly. It doesn't seem like it, but it's a lot of money when you add it up over time. And it's those little expenditures, like cooking. Like, it takes a couple minutes to put something in a crock pot. It takes a couple minutes to put something in a little microwave and heat it up or something. And again, guys, this stuff saves time and it saves money. Because if you can cook, if you can go to sleep, pop it in the crock pot in the morning, and then by the time you stop the afternoon, not only do you have, your lunch, you've already eaten, plus you didn't eat a crap load of unnecessary calories and a bunch of processed crap, plus you also, saved yourself money. Because let's be honest, if I take some beans and put in a crock pot, what the heck is a bean? $2, $3 a bag? It's nothing. I can eat beans for 4 or 5 days. I could eat a lot of stuff for 4 or 5 days. And you save again. You save tons and tons of money. Believe me, you do. And oh, I was talking about what I was doing. What I normally do is, like I said, the soap powder. Then I'll go to Costco. I'll get the snacks, anything, bars, fruit bars, peanuts, whatever. And all said and done in Costco, I might spend 50, 60 bucks. After it's all said and done, guys, and trucking supplies alone, especially if you get just cleaning supplies, maybe you'll spend close to 100. But I guarantee you, while everybody else is going to the store, out there on the road, paying $2 and $3 extra, I won't be. And all that money goes back to your pocket. So, just a little suggestion out there for you guys. As far as cleaning products, I get all those from Costco. As far as you can get those from Costco or Sam's. As far as supplies, the only thing I do get from the truck stops, as far as crock pots and stuff like that, I do get that from the truck stops, because that's just really convenient to go in there, spend the money, clean it out, and it's done. Now I have a crock pot and I can just cook it anytime I need. There's also a new crock pot that just came out that has handles. So if you can set the normal, if you can get a full size one. I've never tried the full. Maybe I'll do that recent. I'll do that new one. I'll get the new one where you strap it down. I'll tell you guys how it goes. It got a new crock pot where you strap it down, and basically what you do, you need to kind of put some stuff together in your truck. You take your bag and put it in front of it, and then take another bag and kind of create a space where it's locked in. But the handles on it locks it down. You've probably seen the commercial where the guy says, "Not in my car, honey," and it locks down the crock pot. Crock pots, for those who don't know, it's a slow cooker. Basically, what it does is slowly heats up stuff over time. So while you're driving, your dinner's already cooking, and boom. $2 or $3 you spent, or $5 or $10 you spent, you can eat for a week easily and healthy food. So that's really, basically, really all I can say about that, guys. You can go to Sam's Club or Costco and kind of figure out what works financially for you. But that, to me, is the better way to go. Also, if you're a student, remember, guys, you don't want to bring a lot when you're a student, because you don't know exactly how much room you're going to have. And for all you guys out there who's students, you gotta. I want to give you guys a little heads up. I've been listening to a YouTube young lady doing out there named Desiree, and Desiree kind of talks a lot about sexual harassment and rape on the road, and women in trucking and stuff like that. I mean, some of that stuff is it's accurate. But I don't know if you really want to worry about constantly, "I'm going to be sexually assaulted." That doesn't happen as much as she kind of acts like it does. The road is really improved, especially with technology. I mean, nowadays, if someone tries to hurt you, you can get camera evidence, you can get all types of evidence. So, a lot of people, it's not as big of a worry. Like it used to be 20 years ago. And I don't think she's necessarily she's lying or anything. I just think like she's kind of taking it over the top a bit. So, I mean, you know, if you're a female out there and you want to get on the road, you know, you do need to be aware that, you know, guys out here can come at you in any way. But a lot of stuff she was saying was, you know, guys are, you know, it's always the women who are cool with the guys. There's nothing wrong with being cool with guys. That doesn't mean you're going to get raped. Right. It just, you know, it doesn't matter if you're cool with guys. It's just, you know, do what you want to do. Just be careful in what you do. And also, that goes for guys. I had a student once who wanted to go, you know, was talking to a guy, and the guy said, "Hey, you want to go back to my truck?" And I'm like, "Dude." He's like, you know, like, you know, yeah, I thought that was a little odd. And I'm like, "Dude, you do realize it." Yeah, guys, so just be careful out there on the road, basically. And don't, it's not dire, the situations. I know it seems weird to go off with a stranger in the night, but it's not insane. It's not crazy. It's not, you know, deep really about it. And it just seems that way at first, guys, but it's not really that bad. I mean, we do it every week. Think about it. Every week, some new guy comes into training. And every week, some people it works out for, some people it doesn't. So it's not dire, it's not crazy, there's not many rapists out there. You can really, you know, make it. You can really be successful. You know, you just got to put things in your for you. And, you know, like I said, buying your own food, great healthy way to do things. You can find tons of diets out there. I'll give you guys a high protein diet. Oh yeah, sure. You know, I'll tell you about this diet I'm trying. It's a high protein diet. Basically, it's mostly beans. What they call legumes, as far as keeping your calories up. But basically, eliminating bread, eliminating potatoes, eliminating rice, sticking with mostly vegetables, beans. And then one day a week, anything that's not basically, I know it's, you pretty much avoid all carbs that are white, all carbohydrates, rice, beans, pastas, all that stuff that's white, all of it, even if it's brown, anything that could be white, you avoid it. However, you can eat as many beans, to lettuce, you know, salads with no dressing. Well, you can always go with maybe a vinaigrette, something like that, but no cream, no ranch, nothing like that, nothing heavy. You eat vegetables outright, and basically you stick to that. And you eat nuts occasionally, 4 to 5. Mostly protein, not much meat either. So you want to stick to mostly fruits, not fruits either, not a lot of fruits. Fruits are higher in sugar, believe it or not. And I know that sounds odd, but yeah, you want to stick to mostly beans and maybe, you know, maybe chicken. Chicken's pretty good, but not much steak. You want to try to go with nice lean meat and stay away from carbohydrates, basically, except for the end of the week. The end of the week, you can look this up. It's called the slow carb diet. You can look it up. The end of the week, like the, well, some people do it once, some people do it twice a week, but basically the end of the week you do, you binge. You just eat what you want on like a Saturday or a Sunday, and you can eat whatever you want on that day. And you just eat. That's it. You know, you do that once a week, and then after that day, you go right back to your boring, bland chicken and beans and spinach and all types of stuff. I mean, if you go out there and really look in a grocery store or Walmart or wherever, you could find some pretty good vegetables, spinach, good greens, salads, stuff like that. But you have to give up everything that you know is not good for you. You know, a lot of bread's not good for you. Stuff like that. Now, I do kind of cheat in mine because I do keep a little bit of grain because eating a lot of protein is not really good for you. So I wouldn't be, you know, eat a little bit of grain and reduce the bread that you eat. You know, but that doesn't mean you go crazy with it. Like, I don't eat a lot of it at all. You know, and I work out, Working out in the truck is pretty easy if you focus on the different kind of workouts out there that you can do physically in kind of a small environment. So I've looked up a couple things. You can go to my Facebook and you can see some of the workout places I've looked up. There's a lot of workouts on YouTube that you can find where people are working in place. You can go to check out Fit TV, and the guy talks about a lot of diets and different stuff you can do. I kind of do a slow carb diet. I've reduced the amount of carbs that I eat. I haven't eaten bread in a long time. And then it's just a matter of eliminating things like potatoes or reducing those things. Me, I tend to just eat a lot of soups, homemade soups, not a lot of stuff with a lot of crap in it from the factories and stuff, sugars and all that. And you find that you're really going to see a big impact, especially if you eat a lot of that stuff. Especially if you're living out there on the road and you're eating a lot of that stuff, because that's in every truck stop. Everything's fried and fried chicken and all that stuff. And definitely all the fried chicken's gone. Everything's baked. So eliminate all that stuff. And it's really about perseverance, because you will cheat, but you have to learn to just keep going and eliminating those carbs, man. I mean, we're in this industry. And again, you can look up slow carb diet. You can Google that. You could also Google Fit TV. In this industry, we are going to get to a point where one day we're going to see a weight requirement of every truck driver out there. So if you're 300 pounds like I am, right, you need to lose that weight. And I know I need to lose this weight. It's got to go. I'm 30 years old. It will not just be a bounce back. This is it for me. Trying to make sure my diet's correct is tough, because you want to make sure you're eating enough to, especially when you're eating high protein diets, you got to keep protein out of your urine to qualify as a truck driver, or it's going to look like you got diabetes or something. So you want to make sure you're drinking enough water, one, and then you also want to make sure you're drinking you eating a little bit of grain. So some, I mean, there's bread out there that you can get that has a seriously high grain content. I mean, it's like eating dirt. But either that or get some Metamucil or something, but you need to eat that. You need to, I find that if you eat the grain or the weed or whatever, it really gets that, get your bowels, keep you going, keep your bowels going, and 'cause you don't want to be constipated on the road eating a lot of protein. And also, it makes you feel better, and it keeps you from peeing a lot of protein. So that's why I say, get those salads. Salads, man. If you can eat a ton of salads and never get 300 calories. You want to also keep around some snacks. Some snacks. Not a lot, but just enough to boost you if you feel really low. Because when you start reducing the amount of carbs you're eating, you don't want to go too low. So you want to find things that are within those boundaries of stuff that I talked about that you can eat, but not a lot of. So in other words, what does that mean? Well, that means like if I don't feel like if I know, okay, I'm gonna have a chicken soup, but for the morning I decide to have eggs. Well, I'm gonna add a little bit of I'm gonna add me some spinach in there. I'm gonna add to my egg whites. And then I'm gonna add a little cheese just to keep up the amount of carbs that I consume. Now, normally on this diet, you don't eat milk, but I find that milk and milk products, but I find that eating a little bit of that will give you enough energy pretty much for the day. If I just eat egg whites, I'll feel fine, but I will not feel like I have a lot of energy. So I generally eat a little bit of carbs. So reducing that amount. Then the other part is the workout, developing that muscle. So when you work out, you are going to have the craving to eat more. So you need to eat more. You need to, because you're eating reduced carbs, you need to eat a lot of everything that you're eating that's either protein or just green and not heavy full of carbs. So like breads, you don't want to eat a lot of that. You want to eat maybe one slice if you're eating it to keep yourself regular. And I don't mean one slice a day, I do mean one slice. Right. If you're eating a heavy grain or something like that, you can definitely stay regular that way. If you feel like often if I feel like I don't have enough energy, I'll grab, something that'll give me energy. Usually I keep around, maybe a muffin or something, but not like a sugary muffin, more like a savory. Or you can eat like a I make homemade muffins made out of pure grain. So it's basically like eating bread. So, which is a lot of calories, but again, like I said, if you're feeling low on energy. The key thing often on this diet is to eat a lot of legumes. And legumes are beans, and a certain kind of beans. And again, you can get all this stuff in specifics online, looking up the slow carb diet, or in Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Body, which is where I got it. I'm just kind of experimenting with diets. But for now, I think just doing little things like eliminating bread out of your diet could turn around and make a huge impact. You don't even have to do all that stuff. Just eliminate bread. That doesn't take a lot. Go to Subway and order a salad with whatever you want and see how much it, how many, how, whether you lose any weight or the change in your diet, just eliminating breads. And like I said, I eat a little bread, but I don't eat a lot. I guess I'm experimenting because I want to try to find something where I don't put too much protein in my system. Eating a lot of protein is not healthy for you. So you do want to try to limit that. But at the same time, you can get a great, there's other ways you can get protein. You can get protein from spinach. You can get protein from eating a big salad. You can. You can get protein from that. So there's other ways to do it. But the key thing is really just slowing down the amount of bread and potatoes we eat, which is, if you ever think about it, we all eat a ton of, and also meat. I mean, every truck driver out there, loves that steak, and how many guys do you know who've had heart attacks? So slowing that down. The one thing I definitely stick to on this diet that I think is a genius thing is don't drink carbs. Now that I do agree with, you don't need certain drinks. You don't need, fruit drinks. You don't need things like fruit drinks, the vegetable drinks. A lot of those are they're high in sodium. So, those things aren't healthy for you. So, it's really, you really do better making your own drinks, which you can do. I mean, there's tons of recipes out there. But you got to watch those because usually they use fruit as a way of sweetening that up. So you still want to have your calories to be low. And then the other part, and you may just try this, guys, just try counting the calories that you eat. Because that can also help. Just making sure that you don't go over 2,000 calories a day. Because if you're 300 pounds, it usually takes about 3,000 calories to 4,000 calories a day to keep that weight. So if you just reduce it to 2,000, that may help you right there. Then just put in a workout. I mean, find 30 minutes in a day and do a certain amount of sit-ups. Find 30 minutes in a day and do a certain amount of, punches. I used to do, the one I got the most benefit before I stopped doing it was I used to throw 800 punches a day. And when I would throw 800 punches, I would find that it really reduced my chest size. It really reduced, because we all got those men boobs, and I'm trying to get rid of mine, so. It took a lot of the fat around my arm down. One thing I'm finding a huge impact in right now is that if I lift weights, in Tim's book, The 4-Hour Body, he talks about doing 5 seconds up on a weight and then 5 seconds down on a weight. So what you're doing is you're lifting the weight up and down slowly. So as you lift the weight up, making a curl with your arm, you go 5 seconds up and then you come down and you take 5 seconds to go down. What that does is it eliminates momentum. And it starts building up muscle in your arm. I mean, you will see immediate definition in your arm. So, things like that are vanity, can be very motivating. I got a lot of this from the book The 4-Hour Body by Tim Ferriss. And we need to start looking at this stuff online, guys. Health is now just as important as your skill set. Your ability to drive is just as important as your health. So, because if you're an unhealthy driver, don't expect to be driving long. It's just not the world we live in anymore. This is the last days of the 300-pound driver and the 300-pound worker. This country will be changed eventually because it's just too expensive because of the health issues, but at the same time, it's just a reality. People see a 300-pound guy behind the wheel, they think health issues, they think stroke, they think this guy could be having a heart attack, he might have a heart attack, he might do a million and one things because he's overweight. And just because you're thin doesn't mean you're healthy. So for all you thin guys out there thinking, oh, I'm thin, well, really, what's your blood pressure? What's your cholesterol count? Go up down a few stairs. You breathing hard? There are tons of guys out there who are thin and are just as unhealthy as a guy who's 300 pounds. And believe me, if you don't believe me, tell me you haven't been to a physical at a trucking company and you haven't seen a skinny guy who got high blood pressure and you see a fat guy who's 300 pounds plus doesn't have high blood pressure and is driving a truck. I've seen it tons of times. Does that mean the fat guy's healthy? Heck no, he's 300 pounds. That means the skinny guy with the high blood pressure is healthy because he's skinny and he just has stress? No, he's unhealthy. You'd be surprised. I mean, people might burn the crap that they eat, but again, crap in is crap out. I mean, you are what you eat. If you're not eating something healthy and good for you, you are what you eat. Don't take, and like I tell people, I'm a big guy, so I'm constantly trying to get advice from the healthy folks out there. I want to see some healthy people, but I see too many guys out here who would love to tell you about losing weight, man, and tell you, yo, I'm thin, I don't have to worry. You know how many thin guys I sit at the truck stop talking to and they had 3 and 4 heart attacks? 3 and 4. I've talked to about 4 or 5 truck drivers who've had at least 3 heart attacks. I mean, you can find guys who's had 1, but 3? But you find guys who've had 3 heart attacks pretty easily and still able to drive a truck. That's not going to continue. So, all right, guys, it's been about 30 minutes. So, I just want to talk about all those things today. And, health is important. And the fat truck driver is going to be extinct, guys. As far as the Mexico border issue, and they're talking about reducing our hours of service, I'll save that for the next time. And for those who don't know, there is a deal the government's trying to do where they're going to allow trucks from Mexico to drive. I think there's a 25-mile radius that trucks from Mexico can drive already. But what they want them to do is to drive all the way up to, say, Michigan or anywhere else. It could be good. Not necessarily a threat to us, but. With what happened to the auto industry with just a little bit of businesses that started out with China, it does make you worry. But you can't control everything. No point in worrying about anything, as I always say, because we're all on the same path. We're all going to die and rot in a box, sadly. So, guys, that is the podcast for this week. How to truckdriver101.com. I will be doing a post on the blog, possibly this week or probably next week, but within the next 2 weeks, I'll be doing a post on the blog, and that'll be about it, guys. Probably next time I do a YouTube video, I will be in a semi truck, hopefully with a new company. So, but that is everything, guys. That's how to truckdriver101.com.